Louis Astor presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Astor Screen Guild play tonight, Alibi Ike. The starring players, Jack Carson.
This is Joan Loring.
And this is Alan Hale.
Tonight, with the baseball season in full swing, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Warner Brothers' rollicking story of the big leagues, Alibi Ike. Batteries for the night are Jack Carson as Francis X. Farrell, Alan Hale as Cap, and Joan Loring as Dolly. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players now coming up to bat in Alibi Ike.
You know, they say that a baseball player is half man and half alibi. But the only one I ever met who batted 1,000 in the Alibi League was a lad named Francis X. Farrell, a pitcher. The guy they used to call Alibi Ike. You see, I'm managing the Cubs that year, and I need a good pitcher. I need him bad. And this Farrell is coming up for a tryout, with a big build-up, too. But the day we start our training season, all I get is a telegram from him that says...
Will not arrive until tomorrow. Sorry I'm late, but my calendar was slow.
Well, he arrives the next day, all right, driving an old Maxwell that looked as though it had been pickled in kerosene. He drives right onto the field, no less. In fact, he almost runs me down. So I get pretty mad, and I shout, "Hey! The devil do you think you're doing?"
"Oh, I'm sorry, mister. I was going to blow my horn, but my brakes squeal so loud you wouldn't have heard it anyway."
"Get out of here before I murder you."
"Hey, you don't realize who I am."
"Sure I do. You're Babe Ruth. But you got your face lifted to fool the pitchers. Look, this is a ball club and you're on the field. Now beat it."
"Wait a minute. Ain't this the Cubs?"
"Go on, get going."
"Yeah, but I'm on the team. My name is Farrell."
"You want me to call the Farrell? Did you say Farrell?"
"Sure. Francis X. Farrell."
"What's the X stand for?"
"X marks the spot between my first and second name."
"Well, why didn't you report at the clubhouse and give your name?"
"Well, I was afraid if I let on who I was, all the help would quit work and come out to watch me." "You know, I'm a pretty good pitcher."
"I'll decide that. Say, Mac, get back at the plate and let's see what he's got."
"Sure, what he ain't got."
"Here's a ball, Farrell. Toss a few in there."
"Yeah, well, you know, I don't feel so good today. I must have ate something for breakfast."
"Go on and pitch."
"Okay.
Hey, he's got a pretty good wind-up, Cap."
"Well, it ain't how they start, it's how they..."
"Wow, did he throw that ball or shoot it?"
"Well, I don't know. I didn't even see it."
"Hey, slow down, pal. I'm going to use these hands all season."
"Sure thing, Mac. I wouldn't want to hurt you none."
"Holy Toledo. He calls that slowing up. I seen rockets go slower than that."
"Hey, Farrell."
"Yeah?"
"Hey, how many games did you win last year?"
"Well, I won 28. But I had malaria most of the season. Then along about August, I got my finger caught in the peanut machine."
"You only won 28 games, huh? How many did you pitch?"
28.
"Oh, look, you better quit for a while. I'm going to see you hit a few."
"Well, gee, I ain't even hardly warm yet. I could keep pitching like this all day."
"Sure, I know. I'm just trying to save the catcher. Hey, Carey, dish him up, will you?"
"Oh, sure, Cap."
"Go on, hit some, Farrell."
"Okay, but I warn you, I never hit my best on Wednesdays."
"Okay. We'll cancel all our Wednesday games. Just show me how you hit on the 4th of July when it comes in leap year."
"You ready, Farrell?"
"No, but throw it anyway. After all I got to do is hit it."
"Now take it easy, Farrell. Don't try too hard. Just..."
"Look at it go!
Were you saying something, Cap?"
"Tell me, Farrell. Is there anything else you can do but pitch strikeout ball and hit home runs?"
"Oh, yeah, Cap. A fella showed me a card trick the other day. Wait till I get the deck on. Here. Take a card."
"I'll take your ears off. Get into the clubhouse and wait for me." "Oh, I mean it, Beth. If Farrell keeps on like he's been going and training, we'll cut the pennant and walk away.
Then maybe you can relax and try being my husband for a while.
Well, he's the best rookie pitcher I've ever seen. And he... Oh, can he hit in the field? I just don't get that alibi stuff.
You mean he's still at it, Cap?
Still at it? Well, that guy can't breathe without he alibis. He pitches us a two-hit game. He alibis. He hits a double and brings in the winning run. He alibis. Good or bad, he alibis. He just can't help it.
Well, I know one thing he won't make any excuses for.
What's that?
My sister, Dolly.
Dolly?
Oh, darling, you're a wonderful baseball manager. But when it comes to love, you're as blind as an umpire. They've seen each other every night for 3 weeks.
Yeah, but Dolly's going home tomorrow.
Oh, Gab, you're so silly. That's what I'm counting on.
It was sweet of you, Francis. I mean, bringing me to the train and all.
Oh, that's all right, Dolly. I was coming over this way anyhow. Gotta buy me a shirt.
But the good shop's all on the other side of town.
Yeah, well, this is more of a corduroy shirt, you see. It's what I wear when I do my road work.
It's been a wonderful 3 weeks, Frank.
Yeah.
I wish I weren't going home.
Me too. I wish this train would never leave.
Francis, you mean...
Yeah, but there it is. I guess it's going all right. Maybe you better get on, huh?
Maybe I'd better.
Gee, what's the matter? The way you sound...
Well, aren't you going to... Francis, don't you want to...
Don't I want to what?
Oh, Francis, I... There. That's what I mean. Goodbye, Francis. Write to me.
She kissed me. Dolly! Dolly, wait! Wait, hold the train. Gee, Dolly, thanks! Sure, all right. You bet. So long, I'll...
Whoa, boy.
Gee, I'm sorry, mister. I seen you, son.
I seen you. You were saying goodbye to that pretty gal.
Oh, me? No, I was just racing the train a little. Good way to get exercise, you know.
Yeah, I know.
Well, folks, the big league season is a month old today, and it looks as though a rookie pitcher is going to be the star of the year. It's a little early to make predictions, but if Farrell keeps pitching the brand of ball he's shown the fans so far this season, I'm tapping the Cubs to steal the pennant. Remember, though, I said if. If Farrell can keep the pace he set.
Oh, boy, don't he get tired of hanging around his hotel lobby. Philadelphia on a Sunday night. What's that remind you of, Terry?
It's hard to say, Mac. Something like holding hands with your grandmother.
I like to hold hands with my grandmother. She's a good pal.
Well, some people like Philadelphia.
But not on Sunday night.
That don't seem to bother Farrell none.
Oh, alibi Ike? He can find an excuse for anything.
He don't even know where he is these days. Like he's living somewhere up in the clouds.
Yeah, it's some letters he gets from Dolly, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, he's over there at the writing desk now. Hey, come on, let's have some fun.
Okay, let's go over, huh? Hello, Ike.
Ah, hello, Mac. Hi, Kerry.
Well, pretty good, Farrell. What you reading?
This? Oh, it's just kind of a letter.
A bill?
No, not exactly a bill. It's a letter from a fella I used to go to school with.
Well, I thought you told us you never went to school.
Yeah, well, this ain't exactly a school. It's more of a college.
How could you have went to college if you didn't go to school?
Yeah, well, I didn't. It was the other fellow that went to college. I would have went, but there wasn't no good college where I lived.
No, I thought you said you lived in Chicago.
Yeah, well, we did for a while. But then after that, we moved.
Yeah? Where to?
Nebraska.
Well, they got colleges in Nebraska, ain't they?
Yeah, well, we didn't live right in Nebraska. Was sort of near there.
Oh. I see you've been writing a letter, too. Answering this pal of yours, huh?
No, not exactly answering. I'm just writing to tell him I got his letter.
You've been getting one of them letters every day. What's your friend write you so much about?
What? He's telling me about a ball player. Friend of ours. He tells me what he does every day.
Where does this friend of yours play?
He pitches out in the Coast League for Syracuse.
Syracuse? You mean Syracuse, California, or Syracuse, Utah?
Well, it's out there in the fruit country. Everybody knows that.
Oh, sure. Say, from the size of that letter you got, they don't play nothing but doubleheaders out there.
Yeah, well, they got it because the season's so short. On account of the cold weather.
In California?
Yeah, well, they say the weather's a little unusual this year.
What, again?
Sure, they say the palm tree crop was short this season. You see, with no palm trees, they got nothing to break the wind with.
Hey, that letter's got a lot of crosses on it. What do they stand for? Kisses?
Kiss? Oh, no. They're the strikeouts this guy got in the game.
Yeah, but there's 150 of them crosses. You mean the guy got that many strikeouts in one game?
Well, it was a long game.
Yeah.
Come on in. I'm in the shower.
Bellboy sure got a telegram for you.
Here, give it to me. No, it'll get wet. Read it to me.
Okay, sir. Says, arriving tomorrow, and the answer is yes. Signed, Dolly.
Yoo-hoo!
Boy, you sure excited yelling like that, Mr. Farrell. Good news, huh?
What do you mean, good news? I just turned on the cold water. Leave the telegram on the table, and I'll see you downstairs, boy.
Okay, Mr. Farrell.
Come in.
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Farrell. I'm taking a liberty here, but as a fellow guest in the hotel, I just couldn't resist the temptation of coming up and shaking hands with the best pitcher I've ever seen.
Huh? Oh, thanks. Wait till I turn off this shower. Yeah, thanks. I maybe had the best pitcher in the league, but I have won a lot of games. Could have won more if some of those umpires would remember to bring their seeing-eye dogs to the game with them.
Sure. Think nothing of it, my boy. You're on your way to big money.
Oh, you think the club might give me a bonus?
Well,
you don't think so, huh?
Well, suppose they don't. There are other ways of making big money.
Oh, sure, but baseball's the only way I know.
I could show you another way.
How do you mean?
Well, you're pitching Tuesday. Just suppose you lost. That could mean a lot of dough to you.
Hey, what's the idea? You suggesting that I might toss this game? Listen, mister, you better get out of here. Hey, what's that you got in your hand?
Haven't you ever seen a gun before?
Yeah, but never muzzle to muzzle like this one. Makes me feel awfully shy.
Well, that's just the way to be. Now, here's the play. You lose the next three games and you win $12,000. You win any of them games and you lose your... Well... Do I have to go into detail, Farrell?
No, I get you. It's my detail.
Exactly, Farrell. Good night.
Well, I guess you fellas know that Dolly's back.
Oh, yeah. We seen her having dinner with Alibi Ike.
Did you see what she's got on her third finger?
Sure did, Captain. Believe me, that ain't no hangnail either.
Now we'll have to think up a new alibi. How to explain I'm his brother-in-law.
Hey, there he is across the lobby. But what's he all dressed up like that for?
Well, he's waiting for Dolly. He's going to take her to a show. Why don't you boys go over and congratulate him?
That's a good idea. Come on, Mac.
Yeah. Hello, Ike.
Oh, hiya, fellas. All dressed up, huh? Where you going?
Going to the theater, I guess.
By yourself?
No, a friend of mine's going with me. Fella.
What do you say we go along?
Oh, I'm sorry. I ain't got only the two tickets.
Well, we can get some more seats.
No, they're all sold out.
The scalper will have some.
Yeah, but you wouldn't want them. The show is rotten.
Oh. Well, what are you going to do with your girl? Leave her here at the hotel?
Girl? What girl?
The girl you was eating supper with.
Oh, her. Oh, gosh, she just happened to sit down on my table, that's all.
Now, look, Carol, I got a bet with Mac, and it's up to you to settle. I bet him that you and Dolly was engaged.
No, not exactly engaged.
Oh, listen, cut the alibis and give it to us straight. Cap just told us you was broke.
Well, I sure wouldn't want it to cost you no money, Jerry. You win.
Oh, you're a lucky guy, Ike. Dolly's a peach.
She's okay, I guess.
You guess? Well, who done the asking? Her?
No, not exactly her. But you take a good-looking girl, and a man generally almost always does what she wants.
Well, there couldn't no girl less on me without I wanted to be lassoed.
Oh, I don't know. When a fella gets to feeling sorry for him, it's all off.
It most certainly is. Yeah,
oh, Dolly,
I was looking for you. I couldn't help but hear what you said.
Listen, Dolly, I
didn't know that you were just sorry for me, Francis. But you're right about one thing. It is all off.
But, Dolly, wait. I didn't mean it. Dolly, you've got to believe me. I just didn't mean it.
The second act of the Lady Esther Screen Guild play will follow in a moment. Now, a word from Lady Esther.
Have you ever sat in a close, stuffy room feeling warm and uncomfortable? Suddenly someone opens a door and a cool, fresh breeze blows across your face. Isn't it a wonderful feeling? Well, women tell me that changing to Lady Esther Face Powder is the same sort of refreshing experience. They say Lady Esther Face Powder feels so cool and clean on your face, light as a summer breeze. Yet it clings 4 hours or longer, hiding little lines and blemishes. Clings without choking or clogging the pore openings. A lovely, elusive film of beauty on your skin. A film of protection, too. Protection against the dirt and dust in the air. It's the way Lady Esther Face Powder is made that produces this light, clinging texture. It's not just mixed. It's completely pulverized by the force and speed of hurricanes. Try this amazing powder in bridal pink, the new shade that's so daringly romantic. This one shade of Lady Esther Face Powder has been designed to flatter 4 basic skin types. So whether your hair is blonde, brown, auburn, or brunette, you'll find that Lady Esther Bridal Pink instantly makes you look more vibrant and alive, more dynamic. It not only gives a rich new tone to your skin, it actually gives subtle new highlights of beauty to your hair and your eyes. If your dealer is sold out of bridal pink, ask him to order it for you. But accept no other powder, no other shade. For remember, only Lady Esther's bridal pink can give you that ethereal, fascinating look of a woman in love.
And now, the second act of Alibi Ike, starring Joan Loring, Alan Hale, and Jack Parson.
Well, we're near the end of the season now, and we got us a clean shot at the pennant. I'm counting on Farrell to win 3 games, but he loses the first and kicks his next chance away. And he looks so bad out there on the mound that Johnson, the big boss, is getting pretty mad.
Farrell, well, I'll talk to you.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
Now, take it easy, son. Don't you feel well?
Yeah, sure, I feel fine. Just get out of here and let me alone, will you?
Just a little, Farrell.
Come in.
Howdy, Mr. Farrell.
I'm Farrell, I'll see you.
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, thank you, sir.
What you got there, Farrell?
Something from home?
Nah, I don't have no poster. I guess it's just that... Hey, holy smoke, it's money.
$6,000 bill. No, I'll take that.
All right.
There's one more game, You can get the balance. What about it, Farrell?
Mr. Johnson, I didn't know nothing about this. Gosh, they must have thought I was losing them games on purpose.
Who? Who thought?
I don't know. I don't know his name.
Farrell, of all the rotten, crooked tricks.
Say, you don't think I threw those games?
Oh, no. This is just a coincidence.
Just a minute. I wouldn't throw a game if my mother was on the other side.
You pack your things and get out. And if you ever get into a baseball suit again, I'll put stripes on it for you. Come along, Cap.
Well, don't you see, Francis, Mr. Johnson is going to give you another chance. Cap and I argued with him all afternoon. We both believe in you, and we know what's been wrong. We know you've been worrying about Dolly, and that's why you lost those games. But honestly, Francis, there's no reason to worry.
Bess, you really think she still cares?
Oh, I know she does. That's why she went home. And her letters have been simply frantic.
Well, gee, if you think...
I don't think. I know. But even then, you're still in a mess. You've got to help Mr. Johnson trap that crook.
Well, gee, I will, but what about Dolly?
If I tell her how much you depend on her, she'll be here tomorrow.
And you think she'll forgive me?
I'm sure she will. If you'll promise to give up those alibis.
Promise? Gee, I'd get right down on my knees. I mean, if my lumbago wasn't so bad. Gee, Dolly, you don't know what it means to me to have you back.
Yes, I do. I know what it means to me.
Yeah, now all we got to do is catch that crook. His name is Crawford.
Uh-huh.
I told him to bring me that money right before tonight's game, and the cops will pick him up, and that'll be the end of all our trouble.
I'm sure it will, Francis. Just so I never hear another alibi as long as I live.
I promise, Dolly, on the level.
Good. Now, you sure you can win the game tonight?
Win it? They couldn't get a hit off of me if I was pitching basketballs. I wouldn't have lost the last one, only I was in sort of...
Francis?
I didn't mean that for an alibi, Dolly. I mean, I was just trying to tell you how much I've been thinking about you.
Ain't your name Farrell? Ain't you the pitcher on the Cubs?
That's right, son. Sort of recognize me, eh?
Oh, gee, Mr. Farrell, I heard something awful about you.
Awful? What'd you hear, kid?
Well, I was selling some papers in a saloon, and I heard some men saying you was going to throw the game away tonight. Oh, gee, I got my bicycle bet in that game, and Mr. Farrell, if
you
lose...
Slow down, kid, slow down. I'll tell you the truth, but you got to keep it quiet. I'm going to win that game tonight by a shutout.
Francis, it's getting late. You'll have to hurry.
I'm coming, Dolly. So long, kid.
Oh, so long, Mr. Farrell, and thanks. Hey, Mr. Crawford.
Over here, Gimpy. Get anything? What did he say?
He's giving the double cross, Mr. Crawford. He said he's going to shut him out.
Yeah? That's what he thinks. I think he might be taking a ride.
I don't think I have to tell you guys to try for this one. You all know that if we take it, we cinch the pennant. Now get out there and let's see a lot of pepper. The battery is Farrell and Mac.
Farrell ain't showed up yet, Cap.
He ain't showed up.
And it looks bad, boss. He ain't even sent no alibi.
Boy, oh boy, what a baseball game. Over 30,000 fans out here tonight, and every last one of them on the edge of his seat. The score all tied up in the ninth, the Cubs just coming up to bat. One run right now, and they've won the pennant. Incidentally, I can't understand why they haven't used Farrell. I haven't even seen him tonight. Oh, wait a minute, something's up. Fella just came through the outfield gate. He's heading straight for the Cubs dugout. Hold it, folks, hold everything. That fella's a streak blows, but he runs like... It could be, and is it Farrell?
It's the truth, Cap. I was kidnapped. I thought I was going to miss the game. I got so scared of his gun, I just sort of grabbed it, and then I got so frightened, I just kind of smacked him over the head with it. Of course, I could have just knocked him out with my fist, but I had to save my hand to pitch this game.
Now, hold it, Farrell.
But, Cap, I...
If we wait here till you get through alibi, and they're going to call this game on account of mourning. You think you can hit one if I send you in?
Let me at him. Just let me at him.
Well, wait a minute. You can't play in them clothes. Somebody give him a pair of shoes.
Oh, okay. I guess I'll need some spikes to dig in. But if I wasn't so tired by what I've been through, I bet I could hit that pitcher barefoot.
This is the mighty tenth moment, folks. Farrell's just come in the game, taking his turn at bat. He might not have to pitch tonight, not if the Cubs can score a run. All right, he's at the plate. The pitcher's taking his windup. Here it comes. And there it goes. It's a long goblin. It's going for the center field bleachers. The outfielder's there. He reaches up. He can't get it. It's in the stands for the home run. Farrell hits the home run, folks. The game is over, and the Cubs have won the National League pennant.
quiet, quiet. Wedding's nearly over.
Yeah, I just figured what Farrell's middle initial X stands for.
What?
X for excuses.
So, by virtue of the authority invested in me, I now pronounce you man and wife.
Gosh.
And now a nice big kiss.
Yeah.
Huh?
Go on, Ike. Go on, the kiss.
Huh?
The kiss.
Go on, the kiss. Well,
gee, do I have to?
Of course.
Well, okay, Dolly, if you say so.
Not me, sir. Kiss the bride.
Oh. Sure, I knew all the time. I was just playing for a laugh.
Francis Farrell, you promised.
Yeah, I know, Dolly, and I'll promise again. So help me, I'll never kiss another minister in my whole life.
Thank you, Alan Hale, Jack Carson, and Joan Loring, for a delightful and entertaining half hour.
Well, Mr. Bradley, we know that these half hours contribute so much to the Motion Picture Relief Fund and its country house, both largely supported by this radio program. And I'm speaking for all of us when I say that we're only too happy to share in that work. And while we're on the subject of sharing, how about sharing a few of your dollars so some fighting boy can have a fair share of life? Buy that extra bond today. And now, before we tell you about next week's show, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Loring. Ladies, do you know the greatest menace to makeup? Well, I'll tell you. It's those dry, clinging flakes on the surface of your skin. Those stubborn flakes nature is constantly trying to throw off. Here's how you can erase all those dry, dead particles. Erase them gently and completely, and as easily as smoothing your hand over your face. Just rub Lady Esther four-purpose face cream well into your skin. Wipe it off completely. Then rub your fingertips over your face. Gone are the roughness and dryness. Gone are the ragged, clinging flakes. Loosened, absorbed, and completely removed by Lady Esther four-purpose face cream. Your skin has a new silken feel to it. A petal-like smoothness on which powder and makeup look so clear and fresh, so youthful. Lady Esther face cream gives your skin a complete beauty treatment every time you use it. First, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Second, it softens your skin, absorbs the dry flakes. Third, it helps nature refine the pores. And fourth, it leaves a smooth, perfect base for powder. If you want to amaze your family and friends by a sudden, delightful change in your appearance, try this. First, apply Lady Esther face cream. Wipe it off completely. And then apply Lady Esther Bridal Pink, the romantic new powder shade that gives you the radiant, fascinating look of a woman in love.
The Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present New Wine. It will star Paul Henreid and Ilona Massey. Be sure to listen. Jack Carson appeared through the courtesy of Campbell Soups and can now be seen in Roughly Speaking. Joan Loring can now be seen in The Corn is Green. Alan Hale can now be seen in God is My Co-Pilot. All Warner Brothers productions. Alibi Ike was presented through the courtesy of Warner Brothers, producers of Conflict. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther. Thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.